This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Hey, really appreciate the time. I mean sincerely. I know I don't say, well, I actually do say it pretty much every night. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, part of the process, if you would. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, there's so many other stations, so many other programs you could be listening to, and I know it takes time out of your day. I know you're looking for information. You know, an hour or two, we're going to be talking about healthcare again. I know we do this like every other week, and I do it on purpose. Because, you know, every once in a while I think about, we don't need to keep talking about this. You guys get it. But you don't get it. I mean, seriously, I'm not picking on anybody in particular. You don't get it. And I want you to get it. I want you to understand what's going on. Okay, and I want you to get what your choices are. And then, after the first break, we're going to have an Air Force veteran, church pastor, and businessman, Dr. Bobby Mitchell. Bobby Mitchell is taking on what I would call the establishment in Ohio. And he is running for the 78th District in Ohio. We need to check him out. We need to understand he is a... I'm not going to call him that. He's an American who happens to be black, who is a Republican. You know, because there are no black Republicans. Did you know? Did anybody tell you that? That's what they keep telling me. They keep telling me that the black community doesn't like Trump. The black community doesn't want Trump. That Trump has done these people are brain dead. Trump has done absolutely nothing for the black community. We all know that's not true. Yes, even us white guys know it's not true. And when they hear it from a black person, it makes them crazy. It makes the Dems nuts when somebody in the black community talks about how much Trump has done for them. And it's just nuts. So you know what? Too bad. I can't help it if they don't get it. I can't help it if they don't. It's just like this thing with impeachment, where they don't believe the Ukrainian president, the Ukrainian AG, that there was no quid pro quo, there was no pressure, there was none of that stuff. So they're delusional. There's no other way to put it. They're just simply delusional. Any way you cut it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. I very much want you part of the solution. I very much want you involved. So as you heard today, there was a resolution to handcuff the president. And no, I don't mean take him to jail. Don't get some of you listening think you get all excited there for a second. Not sure, though. They're trying to limit the president's power/authority in... And it's not even in going to war, because that's not what this is. Right? This is a protective measures. Right? That's all it is. Now, even the former DHS secretary, secretary under President Obama, right, Jay Johnson, he said that the president was well within his rights, well within his authority. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is they hate him. That's the problem. That's the real issue here. They hate him. Him being Donald Trump. You know, and again, it's not going to get any better. No matter what happens, and if he wins again, sweet Jesus, I can only imagine what's going to happen. Both of us, all of us, I can only imagine what's going to happen here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow night when I have Xander Gibb on the show. And I guess the Brits are going crazy. You know, Harry and, what's her name? Megan? Is that her name? I don't keep up with these people. I don't really care. Well, think about this. Right? I mean, how does this affect you and I? Why do I care? You know, unless they've got their finger on some kind of button that could kill us all. Somebody's walking away from billions of dollars, and I care? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can do so many things. You know, we talked about this the other night, how, you can't tell the Dems, we're at a point now where we can't even tell the Democrats anything in the legislature. Because leaking, when you leak on President Trump, it's okay. Fully acceptable. Can you imagine if, I don't know, a third of these leaks went on when President Obama was in office? These guys would be having a fit. They'd want somebody to get to the bottom of it. They'd want the FBI, CIA, ABC, DFG to look into it, wouldn't they? Now, you know, Trump's got all kinds of cash now. Right? I mean, they're coming... the more that the Dems come at him, the more money he collects. So he had his first major rally, you know, this year in Ohio. The president capitalized on his order to take out Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani. The military leader was said to have orchestrated an attack in the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. Look at a lot of stuff going on. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved in the conversation. You know, seriously, don't just regurgitate everything that you hear from your party. Don't regurgitate. Look, I even say this about your religious beliefs. Don't regurgitate everything you hear from the pulpit. Don't regurgitate everything you hear some other Christian or some other Jewish person say. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Make sure you have a clue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me introduce Bobby Mitchell. He's running for state representative in Ohio. He's a conservative. He's a pastor. He's a veteran. And he happens to be a black American, which I keep hearing that there are no black conservatives. Bobby Mitchell, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Joe. I appreciate it.
I want to know, do you actually have some kind of ID or card that would prove to me that you're actually conservative? You know, because that's what we hear in California. There aren't any black conservatives out there, especially ones in the Republican Party.
Yeah, that's just not true. I believe Washington Examiner 2 weeks ago noted that 34% in their poll, 34% of African Americans are supporting the president, and they are conservative. And so we're watching that number rise pretty rapidly.
Bobby? What do you attribute that to? I mean, it's easy to say that people are just caught up in the moment, but you know, I'm going to do a story later on tonight about how the Democrats or the left keep saying that that Donald Trump has done absolutely nothing for the black community. That couldn't be further from the truth, could it?
It's absolutely not true. Historically, if people go back and look at George Washington Carver and they start looking at history, most of the African Americans historically were Republicans. And by nature of being religious, we've always been pretty conservative. And so what President Trump has done is he has shown us and the African American community actually worse than results. So we've seen the lowest African American unemployment in the history of America. We've also seen the lowest Hispanic unemployment rate in the history of America. We've seen people, 3.9 million people lifted off of welfare and poverty. We've watched things happen. We've watched criminal justice reform. We've watched people get out of prison. We've seen work. We've seen people put back to work. We've seen people go from part-time jobs to full-time jobs, bring home more money for their family and friends. These are all tangible things that the left is extremely scared about because it's undeniable.
Oh, yeah. You can't blow it off because it's there. It's there in real numbers. It's there and using the same organizations that they use to prove to us that it's, you know, it's real numbers. It's really there. Now, the district that you're in Ohio, what is that district made up of? What does it look like?
Well, it's probably about 96% Caucasian, 2.2% African American, and then we have some other minorities mixed in there to fill up the other 2%. But what I'm realizing is that, like Martin Luther King said, he didn't want to be judged by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. And I'm realizing a lot of Republicans in this district, they're judging me by the content of my character, by what I stand for, by my conservative principles. And that's all that I ask to be judged on is who I am as a man and what I stand for.
Yeah, I find it amazing, and again, I keep telling people who don't, they don't want to hear it, but I keep telling them anyway, I think the Republican Party judges people more by their actions, more by what they're made of, and not by the color of their skin or who they're sleeping with or what size they are or what God they believe in. Do you find that to be truth?
Absolutely. Absolutely. While on the other side, we see a lot of identity politics. And so it's refreshing to see someone judge you by what you stand for.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And it was the way, and not just with Martin Luther King. I mean, it was the way it was always meant to be. Now, here's the other kicker that people I haven't mentioned really yet is you're also a pastor. I mean, now, come on, better than this, Bobby Mitchell, Pastor Bobby Mitchell. You're not supposed to have religion and politics mixed together, are you?
And you know, I think that's why we have a lot of problems right now in our community. It's because we have try to silence those who are supposed to be the moral and spiritual leaders of our community, and we've kept them from running for office. But when we've looked at a lot of the great men and women in history that have led great movements, they've had a religious background. And so, and our founding fathers were religious. Most of them were religious. And so we realized even in Ohio, our state motto in Ohio is with God, all things are possible. That's our state motto. So I think it's only fitting that we have those who talk about God every week. I think it's fitting that we have some of those people in the state house.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a question. You're in a let me see. You're running for state representative, Ohio, 78th district, and you say that you have no Republican Americans in the Ohio House or Senate. My God, this is a real, you're really going to need the help of God to get this one, aren't you? Or is the tide turning?
I think the tide's turning. We have zero African-Americans in Ohio, in the Ohio House or the Ohio Senate. And it's not acceptable. In fact, the last time we've had one in Ohio House of Representatives, it's been a generation. It's been about 50 years. And so we have to do better, of course, as a party to show that we have a big tent and that we are the party of all people, that we are the party of Lincoln. And now President Trump, he's doing a lot to encourage diversity in the party by some of the appointments that he's making, by the coalitions that he's supporting, and by the things that he's doing and getting things done in real life. And so I'm looking forward to making history. And we've had some great people come down and support us. Dinesh D'Souza, he's come in and fundraised for us. Pastor Dale Scott, who was on the President's Advisory Committee and helped a lot in getting the criminal justice reform passed. He's come out and endorsed us. So we're building a great momentum, and we will be it will be a very historic race.
Now, the thing that I talk about a lot on the show is we need more veterans in government. We need more, men and women that have served, that know what it's like, that have seen oppression, that understand, authority and know how to make decisions. And so, here you are. You're conservative. You're a pastor. You're a veteran. You're everything the left hates. So this is gonna be this is gonna be really good.
Yeah.
You know.
You're right. Though, but even as a veteran. I believe that the greatest leaders are first those that have learned how to serve. And that's one of the things that veterans, we've learned how to serve. We start from the bottom. We work our way on up. And just a little quick background on
well,
my service.
Wait a minute. You're going to do that. No. You're going to give your background when we come back from the break. We'll be back in a second. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You know, seriously, I tell you people, you've got to get informed in order to engage. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking at a COG Keep America Great rally in Toledo, Ohio. Earlier in the day, President Trump at the White House defending taking out top Iranian terrorist Soleimani.
We did it because they were looking to blow up our embassy. We also did it for other reasons that were very obvious. Somebody died. one of our military people died. People were badly wounded just a week before.
Tension with Iran remains high, and there's been a war powers resolution vote on Capitol Hill. Democrats had been hoping to limit President Trump's military power in terms of striking Iran in the future. A few Republicans joining in, including Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, voting with Democrats. It is a non-binding resolution, Republicans calling it toothless, as it has no chance of becoming law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
Can one guy be?
Come on, you know you like him. My wife calls him Mr. Butter. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Because that's what you really want to be part of the solution. You never want to be part of the problem, believe me. You want to be out there. Some of you sit around, I call you my Facebook warriors. You know, when you're sitting there and you're all over Facebook and you're making all this, that doesn't help your candidate. What helps your candidate is when you walk your precincts, when you make phone calls, when you send information to your email. Look, some of you will say, I can't walk and I don't have enough money to make phone calls and I can't. Well, then you know what? Sit in your misery, because I'll tell you what you can do. You all, especially you Facebook warriors, you all have an email list. You all have people that you know, that trust you, that like you, that you like them. When you send an email to someone, not the candidate, now you send the email to someone, it's like sending them a personal note. And you send them that email and you say, look, I'm voting for Bobby Mitchell because this is the kind of guy he is. This is how long I've known him. This is what he's done in the community. That's why I'm getting behind him. I hope you join me. When you send those to your friends, when it comes, they're going to see it doesn't come from some spamming machine, or it doesn't come from it's coming from a friend of theirs who they trust and they love. And that means more than anything else that can come from that candidate. So that's what you need to do. So for some of you who are listening, maybe this candidate isn't in your area, but find that candidate in your area that needs to be elected and help them. And again, even if it's sending emails out on a regular basis so they know what that candidate's doing, they can get involved, they can get engaged. Let me bring him in. Bobby Mitchell joins me. He's running for state representative in Ohio. He's a conservative. He's a pastor, and he's a veteran, which I think is wonderful. And again, Bobby, thanks for being with us. I appreciate your time with us. I appreciate your service to the country.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate that.
So let's let's get to it. You were starting to say before we went to the break, I want you to tell people, you know, kind of what you're up against and what you need to win and how they can help you.
Oh, well, awesome. Well, I do want to say happy National Law Enforcement Officer Day.
That's right.
That's a pretty big deal. My father was a police officer, and when I served in the military in 1999, I went through the Military Police Academy, and I graduated from the Military Police Academy. And so I put my life on the line, and I was injured in the line of duty by the Mexican cartel back in 2003. And so I definitely understand the sacrifice that they make, and even the sacrifice that I've had the opportunity to make to protect our country. And so it definitely means a great deal to me. And my race, I'm up against, I call it the swamp. I believe every state has its own swamp political machine where you know, they do what they need to do for the insiders. But I'm running for the people. And I want to serve the people. At our church, we started a free farmer's market where we work with, and it's not a handout, it's actually a hand up. We partner with local businesses that are doing well with their local business, and they want to give back to the community. We give them a place where they can take those donations to serve the community. Over the last 5 years, we fed over 15,000 people in the community.
Wow.
We're down on the ground level, caring about the everyday person. We provided housing. When people get out of prison, we give them an opportunity, a job, to get back on their feet and become productive members of society, to stop their recidivism rate, so they don't keep going back into prison and keep attacking, citizens. We after attacks on Jewish bakeries, we've held free concealed weapons classes where members of the church and members of the community can come and learn for free how to properly use a firearm to protect and protect their families. And so we need somebody in the Ohio legislature that is pro-God like I am, pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, pro-family, and I'm not ashamed about it, and I don't mind talking about this. And so I ask the voters, and even those that are listening today, if you could help support me and donate at MitchellForOhio.com, send the Democrats in Columbus their worst nightmare, a conservative African American that is unashamed to stand on conservative principles. So help send them their worst nightmare in 2020.
Oh no, I love it. I mean, you'll freak them out. The fact that you're even running and running against one of theirs is even the biggest, I think, personal opinion, is what I think really freaks them out the most. Because again, remember what we're being told in other places is the black community, I won't say belongs to, but has no business voting Republican. They need to be with the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party is the only party that cares about them and does anything for them. So you are the rogue candidate, if you would, and getting your message across. Are you finding it hard to explain or hard to get your message out as to why you're Republican, why you're a conservative, and why they should vote for you?
You don't know the issues. You know, I think most, like I said, African Americans on the issues are conservative. If we could ever get past, get off of the Democrat plantation, if we ever got into the actual, the weeds of, are you pro-life? And most of them are. Do you support traditional marriage? And most of them say, yeah, I believe it's biblical. Do you love God, or do you want him booed at your national convention? Like how do you feel? They're like, well, no, we love God. So as we start looking at some of the issues, and if you do well, do you want the government, taking 60, 70, 80, 90% of your paycheck, or would you like to keep as much as you can and leave some money for your family and maybe start another business or be give to charity? Would you like to be able to do that? And most of them say, absolutely. So you're a capitalist. You're not a socialist. And when you start looking at the issue, they're like, I agree with you, man. And so you're pretty much a Republican. And so, and actually, the last election that I ran, 25% of the Democrats voted for me. And so they crossed party lines and voted because I'm just putting it in a simple way so that even a fool couldn't err, that if you just look at the issues, you are a Republican based upon the issues. You got to get off of that old Democratic talking point. And I think we're doing a good job as a Republican Party, and especially in my race, I'm working hard to keep on doing that and bring home this election.
Okay, so you got two different messages. You got a few minutes to put out. One is talk to your Ohio constituents, let them know why they should vote for you, how they can help you, where your website is. And for those that are not in your area but like what they hear, want to check you out and maybe can help by contributing or making phone calls, tell them how they can help you as well.
Okay, well, I thank you. Well, if you're in Ohio, I need your support, whether it's on the ground, whether you can donate. I am the pro-Trump candidate. I'm the pro-life candidate. I'm the pro-Second Amendment of the swamp. I'm not a career politician. What I say, I'm going to stick with. I got to see you in the grocery store, see you all around town. My word is my bond, and so I'm going to take these conservative stances, and I'll go and I'll argue it with the Democrats, and I'll make sure, in Ohio that we continue our conservative tradition and make sure we keep our balanced budget, make sure we protect our rights that have been given to us by God, and I give you my word that I will keep that. You can follow me more and follow what I stand for more on MitchellForOhio.com. That's MitchellForOhio.com. Now, if you're out of state and you're somewhere and you're like, I really want to help this guy, I really need your help. If you could go on to my website and to the donate section and donate, I don't care if you donate $20 for the year, but if you could please do that, that would help me out a lot to continue this conservative tradition and to make history. In my district, I will be the first African-American ever elected in Ohio's 217-year history. So you could sow into helping me make history, and you can do that on MitchellForOhio.com. That's Mitchell with two L's, for Ohio.com. Thank you so much, and God bless you, and God bless America.
Hey, there you go. That, look at people. You always ask me who the candidates are, who we should look at, how we should vote for people, what have you. You know, here you have, again, I go check him out. Find out what he's all about. You know, you've got a conservative, pastor, and veteran, all right? I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. And again, just because he says he's a Christian doesn't mean he is. Check him out. Google his name. Check out the stories that are going on. Look at the people that have endorsed him. And I know that you got to be really careful with that. But, you know, you got people like Dinesh D'Souza that have endorsed him. Pastor Daryl Scott's endorsed him. He's got two of the local sheriffs, I would imagine, that have endorsed him. Well, over 200 other clergy members that have endorsed him. All right? This isn't easy. This doesn't just easily happen. But anyway, Bobby, I wish you the best of luck. And check back in with us after your primary. Let us know how you're doing.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. If you listen to Real Side on GCN Live, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Hey, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and long and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
This shit's that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Silent, violent, living.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, if you think about it. You know, I mean, you don't, if you don't get involved, if you don't get engaged, all you're doing is spewing the party line. That doesn't, come on, it doesn't help any of us. Makes you sound, it makes you sound like you're spewing the same garbage that they are. So let's not be like them. Let's be better than them. Yeah, you heard. Man, you're not really better than anybody else. Yeah, actually you can be. You're telling me there's nobody better than Hitler? Really? Seriously? 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get back on Iran for a few minutes. Because I really wasn't finished with the railing on them. But when you look at what they've got, you know, what they're hiding, what they're doing, they are like wounded animals now. Now, I'm talking about their upper echelon. I'm talking about their legislators. I'm talking about their rulers. I'm not talking about the people of Iran. Plenty of great people in Iran. Plenty of great Iranians. You know, and the Democrats protecting people. Look at, there was protesting in the streets a few weeks ago. Do you remember that? Does anybody remember that? Or is that all gone now? Is that all good? Right? There were over 1,500 Iranians killed. Are you hearing me? Over 1,500 Iranians killed. And we're worried about killing a guy that was not a diplomat. He was on a no-fly list. He shouldn't have been going where he went. He was planning attacks on us, and they're worried about that. It seems to be that the Democrat Party stands for protecting those that are doing illegal things. I mean, what else? Again, I know some of you listening to this, you're saying, oh my God, here he goes again. Help me understand. If you're a Democrat, write me an email. Call the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Help me understand where you're coming from. Right? You're gonna go call a session of Congress? Because, you know, they're so efficient. To try to find out whether or not you can go in and take this guy out or take this on? Now, I understand what Rand Paul and a few others were concerned about today. Every time something happens, we run out and blow something up or kill. I get all of that. But these guys aren't in the fray every day. They don't get the minute-to-minute updates. It's not their job. Read the Constitution. It's not their job. The president can't go into war, but he can protect us against immediate threat or imminent threat. And if the security agency says so, you know, look at, he's been saying he doesn't trust them for a long time. Now you had a couple of Congress people come out today and say, well, you know, I think what the president did was right based on the information he had, but I didn't think the information he had might have been correct. So you're sitting there saying to yourself, well, wait a minute. You guys just got mad at him for not agreeing with the Security Council or the Security Agency. And now that he does, you're mad at him again. So he can't win. He just has to do what he does. And when you look at this, over 1,500 people killed for protesting. Don't we find that appalling? Isn't that terrible? The guy we took out, definitely responsible for at least 600 American deaths, along with plotting to kill many more. That's okay, too, I guess. In a report recently published on Monday, in London, Reuters said it obtained the death toll from three Iranian interior ministers, who said the fatalities included at least 17 teenagers, about 400 women, as well as some members of the security forces. In the tweet, the State Department quoted U.S. Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, as saying, it underscores the urgency for the international community to punish the perpetrators and isolate the regime for murder of 1,500 Iranian citizens. You know, it's really funny today. I heard the left whining about the president asking NATO to get involved. Whining about it. You know what the reasoning behind it was? The president didn't want NATO, said they didn't do their job, they weren't this, they were, all right, great. But the president also has gotten other countries to put money in NATO the way they're supposed to. And now he wants them to step up and do the job they're being paid to do. And that way you can't blame it all on the U.S. I'm sorry, I'm kind of missing the downside here. Just amazing to me. You know, you've heard that term, damned if I do, damned if I don't. That's President Trump. That's the way President Trump must feel. Now, Reuters said the death toll was much higher than the latest fatalities report. Right? It said the documented killings of at least 304 demonstrators by Iranian security forces in the days of unrest that erupted. It erupted on November 15th, if you recall. And they think 1,500 is a low number. And I don't doubt it, because if you look at the forces that they had, tromping through the streets, killing, shooting, beating anybody who had anything negative to say you know, about the administration, their administration, the Iranian administration. You can imagine how many people they were beating down. The Iranian state-approved news agency, Tasnim, said that an official at the Supreme National Security Council, saying that Robert's report referenced deaths of 1,500 people, was fake news. Isn't that funny? So they're claiming pretty much nobody was killed, right? Maybe like 300 people, and that was just because they were too crazy. And yet we think well over 1,500. We can prove well over 1,500. And now with the plane that they downed. Yeah, you know what? I've got no proof. But from what I've read, I believe the Iranians shot it down. I think the Iranians are having a temper tantrum. I think they're very dangerous. I think they're trying to show how much power they actually have that they really don't have. Seriously, I mean, if you guys think that's going to be a peaceful ending to an Iranian situation, you're out of your mind. They've been like this since well before the 70s, but the 70s it came to a head. Jimmy Carter, he allowed this to he started this whole thing with them. Right? By allowing the Shah of Iran to be overthrown. The article goes on to say these claims are based on premeditated psychological warfare and a lack of credibility. He was echoing the previous Iranian dismissals of Western reports of, about fatalities. They just want to make us look bad. Well, no, you don't need any help with that. Iran has declined to try to prove Western reports wrong. It just releases its own figures and tells us to go pound sand. Iranian authorities sparked a demonstration in dozens of cities nationwide by raising the subsidized price of gasoline by 50%. Subsidized price of gasoline. They must be running out of those piles of cash that we sent to them. What do you think? And this put a real big strain on the Iranians, you know, facing high unemployment, inflation, and a shrinking economy. You know, we're really hurting them from an economical point of view. An economy point of view, we're not as we're more energy efficient now. We don't really rely on anybody else. In a December 16th interview with Vaux Persian, which is a magazine out of Persia, Amnesty Middle East researcher Philip Luther said that he expected the group to raise its figure to about 304 protesters killed. Because, they're never going to tell you 1,500, right? And yet mainstream media here still is, oh, woe is Iran, or excuse me, Iran. The rights group has said it compiles its death tolls from the reports from credibility it ascertains by interviewing and cross-checking details provided by a bunch of sources, which is really, not that I'm giving them any credit here, I'm just saying it really is the way to do it. I still do. Read several publications on the same issue. I usually try to find some far-left, far-right ones, because I know the truth is somewhere in the middle. Right? The Foundation for the Defense of Democracy has established that Khomeini controls at least $200 billion in assets through three tax-exempt foundations, not directly sanctioned by the United States. Right now, they're trying to figure out where all this... I don't even know why you bother. Don't try to figure out where all this money went that we gave them. Went a whole bunch of Mueller's pockets. Didn't all go to the people. No way. These guys are getting rich and richer as the days go on. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next hour, got a lot coming up to deal with the issues of the day, obviously, but also we're going to talk about your health care a little bit. Some of the options that you have for health care. Some of the ways that you can actually maybe really, truly control how your body is taken care of. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.